AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Hundreds of Israeli troops are being deployed across that country to counter a wave of deadly Palestinian shooting and stabbing attacks. This man is visiting Israel from Seattle and says he and his family are being cautious.
We just keep an eye out and just be smart about where we visit, and I think the police are doing a great job.
Many of the recent attackers have come from Arab areas of Jerusalem, prompting calls to seal off those neighborhoods. Volkswagen says there is suspect software in its new 2016 diesel vehicles that could help its cars run cleaner during testing. The EPA is looking into whether this is another defeat device. The automaker recently admitted that millions of its diesel vehicles had software intended to cheat U.S. emissions tests. The AP's Michael Biesecker tells us this latest revelation has left thousands of vehicles on U.S. docks.
The net result is that the 2016 cars, which dealers were hoping to get on the lots to replace the older models they can no longer sell, are being held in ports. They have not received the certification they need, and they're going to be on hold indefinitely.
Will he or won't he? That question continues to swirl around Vice President Joe Biden as pundits consider the Democratic candidate for president. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says any decision on whether to get into the race should be left up to the vice president.
Vice President Biden, I think, has been quite candid about the fact that the decision that he has to make about a presidential campaign is rooted in a decision about his own presidential campaign, not anybody else's.
And following a speech in Washington today, Biden said he was proud of how all of the Democratic candidates did in last night's debate. Federal safety regulators, rather investigators, are in Florida trying to find the cause of a small plane crash. Two people were killed there, the pilot and a person on the ground, when the plane slammed into a mobile home park. We're having a rough end to the day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down by 180 points as we head into the final hour of trading. This is AP Radio News. Texas plans to execute a man today who's convicted of killing a police officer.
Lico Escamilla had a criminal background and was wanted for killing his neighbor when he fired on off-duty police officers who were working security at a club in Dallas. 34-year-old officer Christopher James was killed. Testimony at Escamilla's trial revealed that he had bragged to hospital workers who were treating his wounds, that he'd killed one officer, wounded another, and that he'd be out of jail in 48 hours. As the judge sentenced him to death, he threw a water pitcher at the jury. A prosecutor called him a really bad guy, a poster child, he said, for the death penalty. I'm Rita Foley.
Eight people have been charged in a gun-running scheme in New York City. They're accused of using cheap bus services to smuggle dozens of illegal guns across state lines. Police say the main suspect arranged the purchase of guns in Atlanta and Pittsburgh and then sold them to an undercover police officer in a drugstore parking lot in Brooklyn. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.